Because it's like a spiral. It's like they started making like curly fries with their finger. Like, so gross, dude.
They have that little black magic machine that makes potatoes curly.
They just stick the finger in it and just tell her to poke it in the other end. And it's basically just a Chinese finger trap.
And they're like, got it, bitch. Here's your finger.
Why is her face? The face must be just makeup, right? From the show?
She had a face?
Her face has like scabs and blood on it and stuff.
How bad did that door hit her?
No, because she was filming, so it must have been from the show, because they went straight away.
What was the show?
That new cop show.
Not okay.
From Fox or something, right? Or USA?
Ah, that looks so bad. Maybe that's pre...
On Fox, 911.
Maybe that's pre, before they, like, sewed it back on.
No, it is.
Yeah, that's, like...
That is...
Yeah, they were sitting there waiting to get it all fixed up. They connected bone.
Yeah. Ugh.
Well, I had to. I mean, there's no way that bone is still intact in that picture.
Bone. Pretty gnarly.
That is pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
What show is it for?
It's Fox. It's 911 on Fox.
911 on Fox. Quick, somebody call 911. Ah, we're on that. No, I'm kidding. I'm not joking.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I don't think they're filming it in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Well, probably not Fox.
That was my favorite gif of throwing up, though, is that puppet from... what's that puppet movie they did? World Police?
There's more to it. Keep going. I know you can remember this.
No, I can't. What is it called?
Team America?
Team America, that's what it was.
Team America, World Police.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then I found that other one where that bald guy's barfing into the little guy's mouth. And I was like, well, I don't know what this is, but it's gross.
That, was, in there. That was gross. Yes, definitely.
It's the flailing arms and the fact that like it's splashing into his open mouth.
Straight into it.
Yeah. And Mike's comment, dang, got him again. I didn't watch the Nickelback thing, though.
Well, it was just the one dude singing the Nickelback song.
No, it's not a Nickelback song.
You're singing the Lil Nas song.
Yeah.
Oh, Lil Nas?
As Nickelback.
Because he just released the Lil Nas X song, the Old Town Road, in the with 15 Styles.
Oh.
And so when he does it, now one of the things he does is his Patreons can vote of which style they want to have a full cover of, and they voted Nickelback. So he just
released like that one yesterday. I mean, honestly, if you would have been like, that's a Nickelback song, I was like, yeah, it sounds like a Nickelback song.
He just sung a Nickelback song.
Just sung, I mean, like, even the title is like, yeah, it sounds like a Nickelback song.
It's not as good as Old One Road. I do like how Mike's response with Winnie the Bish is way cooler than Taj's one with a dude from Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Makes me very upset that that's where he went with that.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to yes and in the improv world.
Yeah.
He's a fucking bit killer.
Yes. Yeah, really.
Yeah, he's not good at things. We can say that because he's not here and he doesn't listen to the show.
He doesn't listen.
Like that time that he seriously thought I was talking about Jurassic World.
Right? Yeah. What a fucktard. Jesus. Again, Mike, I can say that because he's not going to listen.
He's got a kid now. It changes everything.
You think you have more time to listen?
No. You got less time.
Kids.
You don't need to listen to a kid. Put headphones on.
That's what I'm saying.
Care of it. Not like it's moving around yet.
I think it is.
I just put it in a pen and let it stay. You know what I mean? So they got those little like closed-in cage thingies without the top.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, see? It's fine. You want the tall walls, so that way they can't climb. Grease up the poles. That way they can't grip a hold of it. I've seen like pictures of like videos where the baby like climbs over it and shit.
Oh. Okay. I've never seen those.
Yeah, they're gnarly. I'm like, yeah, baby's just way too smart. Grease some things up.
You're like, I was a stupid baby.
Well, we didn't have those when I was growing up.
One single wall would stop me. Oh, damn, man.
I'm locked in here. No, they would just, like, let me run around. That's
why. Yeah, pulls out a little can. Just ding, 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 ding.
Let me out. I think they just threw blankets down when I was young. Like, he'll stay on the blanket. And, like, over his gun, he's like, fuck him, he's fine. Burm, burm, burm. So, Mike, what's going on, buddy? What's happening?
What's up?
Quick impressions. Not impressions, but impressions. What do you think of Galaxy's Edge? We'll just do that one thing.
I like it.
What do you think of the ride, Smuggler's Run?
It was fun.
Yeah, it was. What'd you get to do on it?
I was Gunner.
Yeah, you were. What'd you do?
I button mashed.
Yeah.
All day.
All day.
All day. Smash missed most of the ride because I was making sure I was hitting the button. I was like, no, can't look at the screen. I got a fire.
Gotta make sure I'm getting shit. Get all the shit.
I just have to make the things go boo, and then it does it by itself. Just mash, mash, mash.
Fair enough.
So boom, there's Mike's impressions of Galaxy's Edge and Smuggler's Run. Boom, that's a recap from last week. He joined the party. What else is going on, fellas? What's happening in the world?
No. Spicy chicken sandwiches and Spider-Man and fucking Trump being dumb and all kinds of crazy shit. That's what's going on.
So is he to blame for those first two things?
Probably not. Maybe. Okay. I don't know. Not into politics.
We know.
I'm not a smart man.
I don't think either of us are going to argue that.
Yeah, see?
So you're correct.
Smartest thing I ever said.
Yep.
I don't put on deodorant. I don't
wipe properly.
Gross.
Can't they lift me? Anyway. You want to tell everyone to chill out about the Spider-Man thing for a minute?
Yeah. Chill out, motherfuckers.
Hey, just give it a couple months. It'll be fine.
Yeah, we're not... It's not like it's gonna be fucking... Not gonna re-edit all the movies and take them out. Like, calm down.
Oh, imagine if they did.
We got time. Don't be all crazy. We got plenty of things other to worry about that's happening.
Yep.
More so than, you know, I mean... Literally won't be seeing him again until his next movie.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really fucking matter. Yep. Yeah. Plenty of time for that shit.
And that one's still contracted, right?
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has a total of... So his contract is a spec contract with up to 10. So it's guaranteed 8 movies. With an additional 2 if they want. And so he's got 5 in the bag already with at least 2 more planned, which gives him the 7, and then the other one would have been one of the MCU movies, and then they have an option to make 2 more. And that could be appearances or full-length movies for him. Depends on how they want to do it.
You want to lay out what the actual whole thing is here?
I guess we could talk about it.
Okay, or not.
So, way back in the day, when Disney/Marvel made a deal with Sony Pictures to incorporate and utilize Spider-Man in the MCU, they made a contract. So the contract was this. They were to assign the only person to a 8+2 picture deal would be Tom Holland. Part of that would be obviously with the conjunction of the MCU as well as the standalone Spider-Man movies, which obviously could be argued that they're not really standalone ones because there's heavily influenced and featuring
MCU. Yeah, you still have Tony
Stark. Yeah, so like that. But anyhow, so that would be the plan. So the deal was originally that Disney would get 5% of opening gross for all the Spider-Man centric movies, as they call them, which are the standalone, so Homecoming and Far From Home. The rest of it is still theirs because they get it. Now, Sony will get a small chunk of the MCU stuff, but it's on a percentage basis of the overall deal percentage. I don't remember what it was from the 3 features he's in. So Civil War, Infinity War, and Endgame. So you get like a small percentage, probably around the same thing, like 5% or whatever. Mm-hmm. But 5% of $1 billion is
a lot.
$5 billion.
Okay, so he's terrible at math. Anyhow, so still a lot of money for doing no work on those movies other than letting a property that they bought from Marvel years ago, let them use it. So that deal expired at the end of the halfway term of that contract, which is four movies. So, right. The fourth movie is still up in the air if that's going to be a thing they can do, because again, that's the fourth the tenth project as part of that spec deal, which is reasons one of those, because if they don't go further than those eight guaranteed features or appearances, they don't have to do the other one. So the original deal, 5% of opening gross. Opening gross is this: a 6-week window of release from the day it was released, the earliest it possibly can. So that does not include premieres, but box office release. 6 weeks is the opening. So Disney and Marvel got 5% gross of the 6-week run. There's a weird extra length one. I don't remember what it is exactly for opening window, which I think is up to 90 days, okay. I think is what it is, which is 3 months, which obviously if you do the math is not 6 weeks. But that also do, because the reason why it does that is if it has a stretched out release window. So for example, if it releases in America this week, but 3 weeks later it releases in China, it's always 6 weeks from the release of that territory.
Okay, so they that get a sense? Rolling, yeah, they yeah. get a rolling amount of money. You know, yeah. It's not just like 6 weeks from just the American release and they're yeah. done.
It's six weeks
in America, 6 weeks in Europe, exactly. 6 weeks in China. Yep.
So that's why it's 90 days, because it's always within 90 days you're going to have release a 6 week release window in every
within
market.
90 days, you're more than likely have released it around the world.
Exactly. Yep. So that's what it is. So and I think it's shorter. I know it's at least 90 days, but it might be 120 days. I can't remember exactly what it was. Because there are smaller markets that it gets released in weirdly, like a lot of like Avengers, for example. Infinity War got released like a week and a half early in like China mm-hmm. last time. Yeah. And like it was weird because like that's our movie, you know yeah. what I mean? It's like, shouldn't that be like here first,
right?
You know, whatever. But so if you do the math, it's a fuck ton of money. 5% of, I mean, just this last movie for Far From Home, it is $1 billion movie. So like in that 90 days or 120 days or whatever it is, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's like what, $500 million yep. or something like that.
The problem with that for Disney, because Disney is a very merchandise based company, mm-hmm. they do a lot with merch. They do not get any. Their 5% is only on box office gross. Has nothing to do with anything else. That's also why you don't see Tom Holland's Spider-Man on any promotions for anything else when it's just his movie.
Right.
Also, if you look back, you don't see him a lot of promotion with the other Avengers on stuff. So people don't realize this. If you go back and look at it, you see Hulk, you see Iron Man, you see Thor, you see Cap, you see Black Widow, you see Hawkeye, you see Falcon, Bucky, all those things, but you hardly ever see Spider-Man unless it's a poster or a standee. But on the merchandise, he's always left out. The reason yeah. why is they do not own the merch rights for him. They have to partner with Sony for that. So they're definitely not going to give that money up, because then they have to give a chunk of that to Sony. So they wanted a bigger deal this time. So now that their spec version of the contract, the three appearances in MCU is over, and of course, again, like I said, the 10th one being the fourth feature, is up, they have to redo their deal. A couple months back, I can't remember when they said it started. It was like May 20-something or like that is when the talks started going. And that is to basically figure out what their extension would be, or what the tenth movie would be if they want to go that far. And what Disney wanted to do is they wanted to do a 50-50 split, which means instead of just doing the gross of the movie, they would do merchandising, they would do things. Now, when it's a 50-50 split for this, it is literally 50-50% of everything. So that's budget as well as revenue.
Right.
So if, for example, the movie would cost $120 million, which all know it's going to be more than that, it would be split down the middle, so 60-60, right? So $60 million on both ends. Then you have your promotional stuff. So you have all, like, Disney is very big on spending millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, really, on advertising, because, I mean, not that they really need it. Even Mike said it basically after Infinity War, when Endgame was getting ready to ramp up for their promotion, they could literally do the bare minimum.
Yeah, like, they could just like show you a date trailer and done.
And then one TV spot, that all you have to run, and then people are still going to go see it even without that stuff, right? So they wanted to do a 50-50 split. The reason why is because they want all that extra revenue that would come along with just not box office, but with all the merchandising that come along with it. And then, but as of right now, that all comes down to the fact that they want to, that would be the deal. And then that deal would link to Kevin Feige being executive producer on it. Mm-hmm. They basically, Sony hasn't actually come out and say what it is yet, but we all know they just want more of the money. So the reason they want that, because they will only have those two standalone movies to have revenue versus the other appearances he could possibly have. So they want, they don't care about control. None of things about control. They don't want any of it. Cause they, the over, like the whole thing is Kevin Feige just gives the ability to have assets and kind of gives a little bit of a look and feel to the movie to make it feel like the rest of the MCU movies. Where now it would be full control over Sony's team, which in the long run, if you look back, has not been so great.
No.
Especially after the, what they call two movie curse, which means after the second movie, which the exclusion of Amazing Spider-Man, because the second movie is where they really stumbled. But if you go back to the Tobey Maguire ones, first one was revolutionary for what a comic book movie was at the time.
Yep.
Second one was literally the largest grossing movie of all time, mm-hmm. pre-Avatar, obviously. And the third one stumbled because Sony decided to put their hands in it and,
yep, and take, try to make it, yep, better.
Try to make it better, air quotes. So a lot of people are fearing that's going to be this. The thing that Mike's saying is, y'all need to calm down because, A, this is super early, and this is all just talks not about the movie itself, but who makes money from the movie and who controls portions of it. Without Kevin Feige, the biggest thing is Kevin Feige probably has a very large price tag. He's very busy. He's made a multi-billion dollar franchise out of something that nobody thought they could do without Spider-Man, without the X-Men. And they took what would have been everyone's least... Like, in the comic books, Iron Man, Thor, and Captain America are very popular. They always have been.
Yeah.
But movie-wise, nobody thought they could really do it because... I mean, one's in a suit all the time. One flies around with a hammer and has long hair and armor. And the other one's a dude in a star-spangled suit. You know what I mean? It's like, it's hard to imagine now, like back then, hard to imagine what it would look like on screen without looking ridiculous. And that's why, for example, X-Men were never really in colorful costumes. They were just in biker gear, essentially. And most of the time, it was in regular clothes. You look at Spider-Man, again, before Sam Raimi's came out, it was kind of a joke character. Because you have the ones that are filmed in Mexico, you have like the terrible TV ones where it was just a guy on a fucking
the weird printout Japanese of it.
Yeah,
ones,
you know, where you had the mech and all that stuff. It was very hard because it's really hard to imagine someone in a spandex suit
actually
doing stuff.
Existing, yeah.
And especially because to do the things that Spider-Man can do back then is hard to make a normal human being do, and the CG was nowhere near where it's at now. And so when you even look back at the Sam Raimi ones, the CG portion of it was kind of rough.
But you accepted it because it was awesome.
It was awesome, right? And he did a lot of practical where it was actually Toby doing poses and stuff. And so, like, you wouldn't really see him so much swinging through the buildings versus a close-up, and then he'd be swinging away, that sort of stuff. It's a cheaper way of doing it. It's also a better way of doing it because it's really hard to make it look good. So when you look at that and you look at the track record, it's never been really a straight, even path. It's always been rocky. So people are getting upset. They're like, oh, Sony's going to fucking ruin this again, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, hey, the main thing is, yes, I don't know how much Kevin Feige had in the writing process. I doubt it was very much at all. I think it was more of just the vision and the other people and putting people there. He knows talent. Like, clearly he knows talent and he knows what he's doing. So he needs to put the right people there. Not saying that Sony couldn't do that with other people, but I don't think there's a contract or those writers or anything like that would be anything. But if John Waits, the director of Homecoming and Far From Home, comes back, him and Tom Holland are very big on the development of the movies too, because they're both executive producers on them. So they'll have a lot of input on it. So they should be able to handle. For the most part, they just have to make sure Sony keeps their dirty, dumb hands out of it, because that's usually where it falls apart. Amazing Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 3.
Right.
Spider-Man 3 is a lot of Sam Raimi's fault, though, too.
Yes and no. I mean, a lot of it was direction for sure.
Yeah.
But a lot of it was he was pressured to do elements that he wasn't happy with, that he didn't want in there. But
yeah, but he talked about it on the Nerdist though too.
Yeah.
Like, he had a chance to turn down having like Sandman element in there, but then he thought, oh, I could do it.
Yeah. I'm like, not saying it's not all his fault for sure,
but he it wasn't just Sony.
Yeah.
Sony, any big company, especially when you're on the third one like that, they're gonna want all your, you know, let's more. And he's the one that was like, okay. You know, and it's like, well, if that's not part of your original vision, you gotta fight a little bit harder.
Right.
Yeah.
And or just at all, you know?
Yeah.
And he even said, with hindsight, obviously, but he's talked about it on, I want to say it was Nerdist. Yeah, it had to be Nerdist. At some point a couple years ago, he was talking about it where he knew there was other things he could have done. Like, he didn't have to put the Venom arc in there. Like, he specifically noted that. He's like, we could have held that off for the fourth one if we wanted to. And I was like, well, that would have been a good idea because you just wasted the shit out of Venom, you know, which is...
Wasted
big,
out of both villains, really.
Yeah.
Three
villains.
They had New Goblin in there, too. Not Hobgoblin, New Goblin.
He wasn't really much of a villain.
But
No, he was not.
No.
And then it was weird because with the Amazing Spider-Man, I really liked the first Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. I love the first one.
I thought the first... Spider-Man 2, the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man 2, was just a good movie. Yeah. Like, it was just a well... done movie, like writing, the performances, like everything made sense. It was a really good movie. I thought Amazing Spider-Man was the most fun Spider-Man movie up until that point, because it was you jump forward in time enough, the CGI, you could have him do, you know, what Spider-Man does, and it looks great, and it, you know, still, it was only like 8-9 years ago, but it still looks really, really good. and then I thought Andrew Garfield's performance, they let him be more of that wisecracking Spider-Man, which was really lacking from the Tobey Maguire one. Tobey Maguire played it more whiny the whole time, and Andrew Garfield was a smartass and with a shit talker, which was a lot of fun. And the second one, it was just weird. It was just like, what the fuck happened? Like, why is every aspect of this not good? Like, there was nothing. Like, Andrew Garfield was still playing that, like, that Spider-Man was still there, and there was like cool moments in it, but it was just everything just came off the rails on that one. So bad to the point where it was just like, and we're done. Like, they didn't even give it any thought of a third one to kind of like correct it and end it on a higher note or anything, which I think they could have, and I think it would have been fine. I think, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of movies where the second one, a lot of trilogies where the second one kind of
is weaker than the
first. It's like, what did you do here? And they kind of like right the ship, you know, going into the third one.
Especially older movies. We'll use Die Hard as we use an example.
Yeah.
Die Hard 1 was, or Die Hard was originally never going to be more than just one movie.
Right.
But the wild success of this rated R action movie, they're like, we need to do more. So they literally like just push shit together, and you get Die Hard Die Harder. And you can tell even by the naming that it's not exactly the best everything.
And
you can
see wait a few years, and then Die Hard 3 came out. You're like,
with vengeance.
Great fucking movie.
Exactly.
Yeah, great movie. It's weird to see, because what usually happens on the second one happened with the Sam Raimi's third one. It was like the first one, it was just like, oh, shit, we could do this. And the second, the first one was like, oh, we could do it. The second one is like, this is how we do it, and we put more story and thought into it. And then the third one is where they just try to jam everything into it, because then you're post X-Men at that point, and you have 100 villains in the X-Men movie and 15 superheroes, you know what I mean? So it's like, oh, well, X-Men's doing really good, obviously the way to keep up is just to throw everybody else in it. And that was the misstep on that one. But with the Amazing Spider-Man movies, it was the more traditional, like, you went for something completely different in the second one. It wasn't the same type of movie, and that's where a lot of franchises get it wrong. And like I said, I think they could have straightened it back out, because I still like Andrew Garfield a lot as Spider-Man. I thought he was great, but they never got the chance, and then Marvel swoops in and gets the deal done, so you have the Tom Holland Spider-Man. But here's the thing. It's Sony, and I know, like, Sony took, like, a dip on – on their stock market today.
Yeah.
Because of this news. Mm-hmm. But this whole thing is stupid because, like I said, it's somebody's leaking out stuff, and whether it's from Sony, whether it's from whoever it's from, because there's rumors both ways. Like, yeah. If you look hard enough, you can find every rumor on the internet right now. But the bottom line is Marvel went this post-Endgame world, and their first thing was Spider-Man, and they basically gave the mantle of Iron Man
to
Peter Parker.
Yeah.
And now they locked themselves in to where I think it's more imperative that they have to make a deal with Sony, because if they just walk away from that now, that means Far From Home means absolutely nothing. It means the first post, the first movie post Endgame is garbage. Like, it doesn't mean anything.
Supposed to be kicking off the
transitional phase. It's more of that transitional where out of this into this, we're going to explain all the little things that we didn't get to, and we're going to start heading in this new direction. But they painted themselves into a corner where now it's like, okay, well, if you don't have a Peter Parker now, what the fuck did any of that mean? Like,
you just abandon it.
You just abandon it, and then you just have this dumb gap in the fucking in canon or in any type of storytelling going forward.
And he hid for the rest of his life.
Yeah, because it doesn't affect just Spider-Man now. Now it affects everyone that was part of the Iron Man world.
This would literally be ending it like they ended it, Quantum Leap, where and Sam Beckett, spelled wrong, continued to leap for the rest of his life. And it's just like, oh, what? Okay.
It's because it was canceled before the actual ending. Yeah. So they're like,
yeah. Sucks for him. Yep. But yeah, so I think it's, at this point, Marvel has all the money. And it's crazy that people are like, what the fuck, Sony? Because they have such a bad taste in their mouth from the last Sony Spider-Man movie. But it's like, if you really look at this, Marvel is the one looking for way more money here. When they have all the money, they just had the highest grossing movie of all time, almost.
No.
Did it finally pass? Yeah. So
it passed the weekend of Comic-Con.
Oh, nice.
Well, technically,
well, good timing.
A couple weekends ago, or weekends before.
But yeah, they made it to where they kind of need that character now, or else so much stuff that we watch just doesn't matter anymore. Like, it doesn't make any sense if you don't have a Spider-Man, if you can't even mention a Spider-Man later on, you know what I mean?
Right.
It definitely ruins a lot of plans, but I mean, the way that the next phase is going,
the next phase it's still Marvel movies. It's still going to be good, but there's this huge gap in just
like, and part of it for sure.
Yeah. Like, there's just this giant gap, and then you fuck up the memory of Tony Stark going forward and all these other ones. Cause now what's Happy going to do? What's Pepper Potts going to Stark Industries? It's like, oh, fuck that kid that we were giving all this stuff to. Never mind him.
You can't even mention that name. Yeah. Anymore. His name is Peter, and that's it.
It's so silly that people are freaking out. Cause one, I don't see any way that Marvel allows that to happen. Like, there's no way that Marvel goes and just walks away from the Spider-Man character.
They'll walk away, air quotes, and then Sony will rebound with another
offer
that's better than what it was before, but not as good as what,
not as, you know, that 50-50
split. Yeah. Which is really what they're aiming for anyways. They're not, in no world ever would Sony ever do a 50-50 split like that.
And they shouldn't.
Because, yeah, and they know that.
That's their last fucking, their big last piece. And then you get 50-50, and like, it's stupid, but you knock it down. Obviously, Marvel will get a little bit more, which is fine, because the next Spider-Man movie and the next Avengers or Avengers vs. X-Men, whatever the big one is that we're going to build up towards, is going to have Spider-Man in it. So Sony's going to make a shit ton of money off of it. And that means now, after a couple Venom movies, we could throw, you know, Tom Holland's Spider-Man and Tom Hardy's Venom together. And that's going to be a cool, you know what I mean? There's just too much at stake to not get a deal done. It's one of the problems with like this day and age, where these big companies are going through these massive $1 billion negotiations, and something gets out and the internet just runs with it.
Yeah. And it's like, always doom and gloom right away.
Yeah. It's like, guys, chill out.
And have we ever seen anything like this before?
No, not to this level.
Yeah.
Not with this kind of money involved.
So the only thing you can think of like this would be like back in the day when studios would lock an actor down to something, you would have, they would then make a contract. Oh, he can do one movie with this studio, as this or whatever, but it was never one of those like, crossed over type thing. Like
And it's more. I'm thinking more along the lines of
this
character
all,
itself.
No, this know. This all came about because of George Lucas and the copyright deals.
Yeah,
every studio is worried that they're going to lose out on the bulk of the revenue because back in the day when Star Wars was made, the movies were never going to be $1 billion movies. They're sci-fi movies. They're at the time, no one ever thought like flying around in spaceships and playing with laser swords was ever going to fucking be a thing. But Lucas knew that the main thing would be merchandise. So the merchandise, obviously a $1 trillion thing versus the movies, which are, you know, scraping the billion-dollar thing mark. Nowadays, it's obviously more than that. But back then, weren't even like they weren't thinking $1 billion with those original three movies. They're like, there's no fucking way. Like, yeah, millions, yes, but like billions, you're out of your fucking mind. But the everything else, I mean, t-shirts, toys, records, fucking TV specials, and I mean, all sorts of other things, cartoons, all this stuff.
Yeah, I imagine the revenue on return for merchandising is a lot more than movies as well.
Yeah, for sure. So I mean, that came, and that's why things like the Sony deal with Spider-Man and all the merchandising. That's why I believe that's why they're fighting harder for it, because they don't, if they do that, whatever percentage, 50-50, 60-40, 70-30, whatever you do, they're still going to lose out, not lose out, they're still not going to get as much as they would have before because of it. Mm-hmm. And so they just want to get a hold of as much as they possibly can. And they know Disney's eventually going to work it out. Again, like Mike said, the internet obviously jumps right to doom and gloom and, oh, it's the end of all. But if you look at all the other, anything that's come out from any, from Disney has been fucking tight-lipped about the whole thing because they're smart. But Sony needed to put in, I don't want to say a spin, but need to explain what exactly is going on. And everything they keep pointing at is it's just the fact that Kevin Feige would no longer be executive producing. It says nothing about still using or not being able to use Spider-Man in any MCU stuff. It's just Kevin Feige will not be executive producing the Marvel or the Sony Spider-Man movies. That's all it's saying. It's not saying anything else. And both the statements made by Sony, one today, one yesterday, that's exactly what they're avoiding, is saying anything around that. They mention nothing about Spider-Man exiting MCU. They don't say anything about any further deals with that. They're just saying right as of right now, Kevin Feige's partnership with the Sony Spider-Man verse is null and it's gone, it's over with, because that contract is expired. Why they're in talks, but because the internet always looks at the worst things possible, they're like, well, there goes everything, Spider-Man's gonna suck again, and Marvel's gonna be fucked.
Fair, there is a chance where this happens,
of course.
Like,
yeah,
there's this off chance that this happens.
Yeah,
and even if that does happen, it's like all Sony has to do is be like, oh, Miles Morales, this is our next Spider-Man. It's the Miles Morales story.
Yeah.
And then you still have Tom Hardy Venom chilling, and you could do that. You know what I mean? Like, there's, it's going to be fine. I really think, but it's not like this whole, you know, just off of what was actually announced to make the leap
to doom and gloom, right?
He's out of the Marvel, like the character Spider-Man is out of the Marvel universe. It's like, who the fuck said that? No one said that. They're negotiating right now.
Yeah.
And like, it would be dumb of Sony to be like, hey, Marvel, you want, this is what you asked for. Okay, here. Like, you have to negotiate. It's a negotiation between billion-dollar corporations. It's not even like a person is getting fucked here. It's just billion-dollar corporations doing their thing right now. And once it gets settled out, like, Disney's
going to, they're still going to be billion-dollar companies, you know?
It's going to be fine.
Yeah. It's just, it's the way that journalism and everything does now, is they just instantly try to get the, oh, this is gonna get everyone to look at how bad it is.
And like, there's more smoke and fire around the Henry Cavill thing of not being Superman, but that's not even a set in stone thing yet too, that everyone just like, it was kind of assumed and then it was just decided. And Henry Cavill's done a couple interviews where he's like played with the idea that all these people have already made up their mind, like, this happened, and his agent has tweeted stuff like, nothing's been official, like, nothing's set in stone. Like, It's the one thing, and it's like, and they're done. It's like, no, just chill out.
Oh, he's doing this other project. He must be done doing Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's working with Netflix.
So,
Yeah, and it's the thing is like for that, both, like the only thing we know of Ben Affleck isn't involved with the Batman movies, with you know over there in that camp. But they've already said like those Batman movies, those new ones, have nothing to do with the Justice League stuff.
Yeah,
that's something different. That's over here. That same with the Joker movie. It's over here. It's has nothing to do with Suicide Squad.
They're
it has
going
nothing to do
more,
with that.
More like comics are, where there's multiple different things going on at the same time, which
is cool.
I kind of dig
the Joker movie, but unfortunately, at the same time, you get the fan reaction of like, oh, how's this Joker? How's this Joker? You know, fit in with the Suicide Squad and the rest of the stuff.
And it's what's annoying about that whole thing.
Is he going to be in the new Ben Affleck stuff? Yeah,
yeah. What's annoying about the whole thing is it's comic book fans are the biggest ones. Whining and complaining about
because
it
because they're mostly idiots.
The ones that
it's
should
like,
understand.
You are the idiots that are going every week and picking up five different Batman titles,
right?
Of non-cohesive storylines
or X-Men books.
There's how many Batman stories are going right now? Like, there's three off the top of my head that I know.
There's only two right now. Just solo Batman books.
Just Batman stories.
Batman you have in general.
Batman Who Laughs.
Well, those. Well, I mean, yeah, but that's
Batman
that's
and Detective Comics.
Yeah,
Batman and Detective Comics are the actual ones. Those other ones are miniseries. But
that's what I'm saying. Like, right now, these are current comics. Like, you can go out and get three different Batman titles that have really nothing to do with each other.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you want to go that way, there's actually five then.
Right. Because
even better.
Is there any like Batman and Robin still going?
No, it's all Batman.
It's all Batman.
Yeah, but you have the Black Label stuff.
The Black Label stuff. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Batman Damned. Coming in at the same time that the regular Batman.
Like I said, I kind of dig the fact that we are at the point where we can get these movies, these little one-shots, if you will. And cool, I want to see all the weird kind of versions of Joker that I could see. I want to see all the odd kind of versions. I want to see a Justice League style movie. I also want to see a really dark and gritty Batman, like an old school detective kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see all of those. But the fans are going to be weird about it, which I get because they are now conditioned to just like, well, Marvel doesn't do it like that. It's like, all right, relax.
So Marvel does do that way because you got to look. Now it's going to be different because the X-Men and Fantastic Four are back with the homeland. But before, they are technically different. They were they're I mean, obviously, they're not linked together other than the fact that Marvel shows up before the credits of both of them. But you know what I mean? It's like that's the thing is like that's how. Unfortunately, Warner Brothers has decided to do it, which is that's their prerogative. They can do however they want. If they want to make a Joker movie that's completely different than anything else and a Batman movie that has nothing to do with Batfleck, I mean, that's what it is. But to Mike's point about the whole Henry Cavill thing is he has no control over what they make.
Yeah.
So he has to continue working because he's not going to fucking sit back on his ranch in Montana fucking just waiting for DC to make their fucking minds up on what they're going to do next with the fucking Justice League. You know what I mean? Like he's like, well, I guess I'll wait. No, man, he's a fucking actor who likes fucking working. He's going to do other stuff. And it's just, because it comes down to the fact that fans, air quotes, fans, they literally cannot differentiate between a different person wearing a mask versus, like, because there's still people like, oh, is Heath Ledger's Joker tied to Joaquin Phoenix? No!
Yeah.
Motherfuckers, this takes place in the
70s. Those are real questions that are being asked on the internet.
Like,
right now.
It's his dad. Bitch, how the fuck is that? How do you think that's possible?
Is this suddenly hereditary?
Yeah, like
Jokers?
Yeah, it's like, dude, was he like Joker's mental disease doesn't mental? Yeah, like homicidal maniacs don't.
It's like Black Panther. Follow,
yeah.
You have to drink the crazy purple knockout gas.
Yeah,
and you get the Joker powers.
It's just so fucking dumb, dude. And it's the same thing that happened when the Nolan Batman movies ended. They're like, oh, what's Christian Bale gonna do next? Something fucking else.
Yeah, not a
Batman made three
movie.
Movies.
Yeah.
Like, there was no plan for anything else.
The thing, too, is like, because, DC has had its missteps with stuff, but it's so much more overblown than people make it seem. And then, like, the other thing is, like, Ben Affleck had publicly stated, I'm stepping away from Batman. And, like, rightfully so, I think he did a great fucking job, and all he did was get shit on the internet for fucking 5 years, dude.
Yeah.
5 years,
that's why he's stepping away. Because everything he did just gets fucking shit on before it even comes out.
Yeah.
Like, so, he didn't show up even in a Batman outfit yet. He'd be like, oh, fucking Ben Affleck's going to ruin Batman.
Yeah.
Which is literally the same thing they said about Heath Ledger, it's like, the Joker.
It's like, what are you talking about? How? What has he ever done in his career that makes you think he's going to be a bad Batman?
And, well, people were like, well, did you see Daredevil? I'm like, you motherfuckers are all over Chris Evans' dick right now for Captain America.
But he was in
The Human Torch. Like, that was a shit movie. Right. It was way worse. Yeah, he's in two of them. In Not Another Teen Movie. So, yeah, like, people can make bad movies and come back and make good ones.
And again, Not his fault. It's not like he fucking wrote those movies. At least he was trying to make the other ones, but he was getting so much shit. I guarantee you, he was getting so much pressure and so much all this. He's like, I don't need it. I'm going to go do another fucking Argo movie and win an Oscar.
Yeah.
Right.
So you can go fuck yourselves. I'm out. Like, I don't need this in my life. I might as well be creative other ways. I'll make The Accountant 2, which I know he's going to be excited about.
Ooh, I'd be excited about that.
Accountant, way underrated. Nobody talks about it.
It's a great movie.
Great action movie.
And it has amazing audio.
And I really want John Wick 4 to lead into him versus The Accountant.
I mean... I don't know
why. You have to step up the accountant's crazy, like...
meter?
Yeah, in the second one to make it, like, more even.
That way, by the time they get to, you know, John Wick 10, they're in space.
Yeah. Versus...
Versus... John Wick 10 on the moon.
The Fast and Furious crew.
No, we leave those out.
Well, they're already in space. They're up there.
No, that's a different thing, though.
Chapter 10.
Moon landing.
They're going to call John Wick Chapter 11 Moral Bankruptcy.
Okay.
Good title. They got to get to 11 now.
That's the name of the next Fast and the Furious movie.
No, that would have been Fast and Furious 3. Let's see. What else is he going to talk about besides internet being fucking dumb? Matrix 4 apparently is happening. That's a fucking
really weird
thing.
Right?
Talk about, like, so just like anything else, rumors came about that Warner Bros. Wanted to reboot The Matrix. Warner Brothers did not say anything about that. There were talks about doing more things in The Matrix universe, so that automatically makes it reboots, because that's the fucking world we live in.
It is, really.
And that's, like, people are like, oh, well, they're going to reboot, they're going to ruin it. First off, they ruined it with 3. That movie was...
I still have never watched all of 3.
It's hard to watch. It's so just... Because so 1 was this very, compared to the other ones, very tight story.
Low budget for what it was. Well, compared
So this little...
That's what made it work.
Yeah, tight little, perfectly made thing. And then, yes, they let it into... We're going to need more because he flies away. The second one was like, you know what we should do? We should take the top off this box, and then we'll take the sides off this box, and we'll take the bottom off this box, and be like, we're going to go fucking everywhere. We got twins that are ghosts that are disappearing, and we have weird nightclub things and, like, all this shit. And the third one's like, you know what we should do? We should make Neo Jesus, but in a computer world.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right.
I got to rewatch all of those to figure out. Because I couldn't really tell you much about the second or the third one.
Well, the second one, he gets all crazy knocked out, and then, like, he's, like, resurrected his own. And it's fucking nonsense. And
he's like, I know Kung Fu.
No, that was the first one.
Oh, shit.
But the second one, I really only remember there's the scene in that fancy building where they have the fight with the two brothers.
The twins.
The twins, and then the highway chase scene. Like, that's all I really remember of the second one.
Yeah, I mean, that's the bulk of it.
I remember some of the real world stuff, were they? Not the real world, but...
Real world? Nah. They were...
Well, when they're in Zion, you mean?
Yeah. Where they weren't plugged in?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a lot more of that in the second one.
I thought you meant the real world, because in the third one, they actually go onto the surface, and that you see what the world looks like outside Zion, and it's all fucking raining all the time, and everything's burnt up, which makes no sense, because it's fucking raining. Plants would have grown back without humans there. The robots are like, we don't need plants. Fuck them. Because we got humans. There are batteries. But anyways, yeah. So, I mean...
Make it Matrix 2. I'm all for people just forgetting shitty sequels and just going right to the good ones.
But apparently, like, Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss are, like, all right, we'll do it. I was like, well, I don't know if like they're up for it, I'm sure. At this point, Keanu Reeves is like, I'll do whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, right.
I'm doing
Keanu Reeves is on that kind of streak right now. He's like, I'll make it good.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just going to shoot motherfuckers in stylish ways or party up, you know, play air guitar with my buddy from fucking 30 years ago. And we'll be good. Yeah, so, you know. But, yeah, you know, it's weird little world.
And also, Keanu Reeves is not on a comeback. He hasn't gone anywhere, by the way, internet.
No, the internet says he's on a comeback.
Because that's one of the headlines I read was Keanu Reeves continues his Hollywood comeback with Matrix 4 on the way. It's like, where the fuck was Keanu Reeves ever?
If anything.
Has he ever been missing?
And
he's consistently been in cool shit.
If anything, it would be a renaissance because he's revitalizing his career from what he was before. Versus what he, I don't want to say turned into, but what he started doing, because he started doing indie stuff and romantic stuff and like that. But he's back to like what everyone originally thought it was.
Action movies.
Yeah, that sort of. That, I mean, Renaissance, famous
off of Speed and fucking Point Break.
Yeah, like, so I mean, that's exactly
action what I mean. Movies, yeah. But it's like he didn't stop doing those. Like, he was always kind of doing those. Like, yeah, he did a couple weird fucking sci-fi and then like some weird love movies and shit, but... Dude's been around. The fact that people called his career comeback with John Wick 3, I was like, did you motherfucker see the first two? Like,
right?
Like, you're saying his comeback movie is the third one in the franchise that he's been doing for the last 8 years? Like, fuck off.
But that's the internet. They have a memory of 6 months.
Mm.
And I think that's one of the reasons why they announced John Wick 4, 5, and 6 so fast. Because like, we need to make sure you fucks don't forget that we're a thing, because we know how you got memories of goddamn broken newts. There was something else I saw that I wanted to talk about on here too. I don't remember what it was.
Was it the reboot of Resident Evil?
Nah, fuck that nonsense.
So not that one.
I won't want to talk about that until I know more about it. We're gonna make it spookier. Bitch, you could fucking make it a fraction spookier than those piece of shit movies you made before.
Was it the titled James Bond 25?
It is a very interesting name, though.
In No Time to Die?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, it's very James Bondy. And I'm excited to see what they do with Rami Malek, too, because that kid is a star. Nope, I don't remember what it was. Nope.
Hmm.
We got sidetracked with some other shit. Yeah, doesn't really matter. I didn't realize that Alan Tudyk is doing the voice of Joker in that new Harley Quinn cartoon.
I didn't know that either.
He's doing Joker and Clayface. That's cool. Reading it properly. So I was like, that's pretty fun. I guess there's a trailer, but I didn't watch it, so
yeah.
I didn't really care enough. Nope, I don't remember what it was. Oh, Mike, did you watch the new Rambo trailer? The new one? Was it any good?
It was weird. They were, like, full circling that shit with the other ones.
Oh, okay.
Like, showing, like, the parallels. So there's clips from the older ones mixed in. It was like a gimmicky trailer, but it was kind of neat. It's a cool watch. It doesn't really give you much more
good
details on the movies or anything. It shows them fucking slamming a dude up against the wall and stabbing him, though. It's pretty dope. I was like, okay, let's get it.
That's all I needed. We're going to have a lot more to talk about next week after D23 is over, I'm sure.
Because they're going to drop so much knowledge.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to see trailers for a fuck ton of stuff. They already released, obviously, the release schedule for all their stuff, as well as devices and how to get Disney Plus on all your stuff. They released the fact that you're going to bundle it, but we'll get actual content trailers. Did you see that Andrew Scott Moriarty from the Cumberbatch Sherlocks is going to be in that Dark Materials TV show? Yeah, he's going to play. He's going to play a dude named John Perry. Not that you know who that is if you haven't read the books.
Nope, haven't read the books.
Because he's not in Golden Compass. Technically, he's from the second book.
Okay.
He's mentioned in the first book, but
also probably why I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Was there anything else? God, it's such a... Oh, I mean, well, Kevin Smith is producing a He-Man and the Masters of the Universe sequel series for Netflix. with the artistic team from Castlevania.
That'll be so dope.
That one's fun. And that, and did you see the art they made for it?
No.
Oh my god.
I've just seen the pictures that they've had, which are just from the classic series.
Yeah. It's called Masters of the Universe Revelation.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty rad. It's pretty rad.
Now that I know that the team behind the Castlevania stuff is behind it,
yeah,
fuck yes.
Yeah, super excited. But it's cool because it's a direct sequel to the original series.
Yeah.
So, like, it's an interesting way of doing it. But they talked about they're going to have all the original big characters in it. You know, it's going to have He-Man and Master of Arms, and Tila's going to be in it. And then, obviously, the other half will be Skeletor, Evil-Lyn, Beastman, and all the different, you know, other villains that they have. So that's pretty cool. And they have, apparently, some of the creative team from the original is coming, like, writing-wise, coming over with it as well.
Oh, that's cool.
So I thought that was pretty
cool. I remember seeing some of the cartoons, but I have no idea any of the actual, like, storylines or anything.
You don't really need story.
Storylines. I'm not too sure what you're talking about.
Then why would they have those writers come back?
So there was a little bit of story, not a whole lot, because they were just making toys. Right. They're making giant, you know, 22-minute commercials for toys. I mean, there's a little bit to it with, like, the whole, like, Eternia thing and like, past versions, blah, 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 whatever. So, obviously, there's going to be a lot more of that. But he was at a thing called PowerCon, which I did not know what this was. It is a He-Man convention.
No, yes.
I didn't know that existed, but it does make sense that it would.
If you go to your internet searching tool of your choice and you type in the words PowerCon, so that's Power-Con, you will see it. And if you go to images, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be the same thing that I saw the other day.
That's not images, that's news. Images. I have power connectors. Like,
yeah, I don't know why that came out this
literally
time.
Literally power connectors. There's some He-Man stuff like
PowerCon 2019. Sorry, you have to type in 2019. They have a bunch of exclusive figures that were released there that were ridiculous. But then if you keep searching, you'll find like all these people who cosplay and shit for it. And it is gnarly ass shit people were making. Like people walking around in full fucking like armor and shit. It's nutty. Like nutty.
Literally looks like a giant action figure.
Right? And so his whole fucking convention is just He-Man stuff. I was like, dang, they have conventions for everything.
They really do have conventions for everything.
So, like, Kevin Smith shows up, and people are like, what the fuck are you doing here? We're, you know, coming back with a sequel series. People are like, oh my god, he's the best thing in the world! I was like, well, there you go. it was ridiculous how many, like... Plus, they shut off more of the WWE Masters Universe collection they're doing, which is pretty rad.
Oh, is that why that shows up in here?
Yeah.
Because I think I saw like a Seth Rollins.
Oh, there's a bunch. There's so many.
Well, just in the images section, I was like, why is, I thought it was Seth Rollins. Yeah,
like, there's there's the Roman Reigns one.
Roman Reigns. That's the one I saw.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch. I mean, it's kind of insane. There's an old school one, which I'm sure, they're a bunch of old school areas. They have, like, Sting is in there. Ultimate Warrior is in there. Finn Balor's is, like, well, the demon is in there. It's really hilarious because he just looks like a jacked version of the demon.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty cool. But yeah, you can look it up. There's a ton of them. Oh, I don't remember seeing the Macho Man one, but there's a Macho Man one. He's wearing Mike's shirt. But yeah, it was. I didn't know that was a thing. I guess I should have guessed there should have been a thing for it. But I was like, is He-Man that big of a... And then I was blown away by how fucking ridiculous it was. And it's a two-day convention, so I don't think it's like fucking, you know, ridiculous and like a weekend thing. It's just 2 days long.
Technically, that could be a weekend, but whatever.
Well, I'm saying, like, it's not Friday through Sunday. It's right. Like, I think it was just a Friday-Saturday thing. Or it could have been a Saturday-Sunday thing. But yeah, I just thought that was hilarious that there was a a convention that's solely Masters of the Universe.
Yeah.
Do you think they go there and celebrate the Dolph Lundgren movie?
Someone does. Someone.
We fucking better.
Someone's dressed up as Quildor running around.
Oh, you're gross. Someone's kid is. I mean, come on now.
Taj thought it was a sequel to the movie.
God damn it. That made me so fucking mad.
They didn't even cross my mind that it was doing a sequel to the movie.
I mean, if you...
Well, knowing that it was is animated, that it's going to be animated, it's like, okay, it's a sequel to the show. I probably would have made the joke of it being an animated sequel to the movie. Would have been hilarious.
Well, he even thought shit something about too bad it's not the same cast coming back. I was like, what? It's a cartoon.
Yeah, dude.
When you don't need Dolph Lundgren to come back to voice a character.
Like, what the fuck is he talking about? And then it dawned on me what he's talking about. I was like, bruh.
Probably free. Come on,
man. I was gonna scroll back through our text message. Did you check out the wrestlers at all? That Viceland show?
No, I saw the trailer for it, but I haven't seen any of the episodes.
Dude, it's fucking nuts. Because it's hard to know when they don't put dates on a lot of it. But like, what's weird is you see like Ricochet,
yeah,
and you see like Bobby Fish, and you see Kyle O'Reilly, and I'm like,
yeah.
Wait a minute. That's got to be in the last 3 years. And I was like, this is strange because, like, the show's new. And I was like, I need to look this up, but I was too enthralled in the shit they're talking about. But it's a really fun show.
They have those documentary shows they do now where they do reenactments of crazy shit that's happened in wrestling's past.
Yeah.
Like, behind-the-scenes stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, because... It's Viceland, and Viceland's also the one that is the dark side of the ring. One that's super, like really hardcore one. I haven't watched that one yet. But, like, it's crazy that you should watch and check it out if you haven't seen it yet. So this is what it is. So I put, this made my day, and I posted the thing for it. And then someone hearted it, I think it was Taj. I said, write a direct sequel to the original. Because it says, on here... Kevin Smith will produce He-Man and the Masters Universe sequel series. Okay, if you're not really thinking, okay, yeah, it's great. So then he comes back and says, oh, too bad it's not going to be going to star the same cast. And I'm like, dude, they're voice actors. It doesn't matter who they are. And then I realize he's talking about the fucking movie, and I was like, oh, my God, he's so dumb. And so that's why I came back. He's like, this isn't a sequel to the awesome Dolph Lundgren movie. It's a sequel to the OG cartoon. He's like, oh, okay. Well, that works too. I was like, wait a minute. You're more on board of them making a sequel to that fucking movie than you are the original cartoons?
Yeah.
Come on, man. But yeah, sometimes he makes me mad. But that's neither here nor there. Then Mike threw a fucking picture of some mangled ass finger at us.
Yeah.
Anywho,
rest in peace, Ronda Rousey's finger.
I think it's fine now, right?
I don't know. It's probably never going
to
be fine.
Like, it just the fingernail's now a little bit to the size. You can manicure. They have to tilt her hand. Yep.
We'll never know who she's trying to flip off now. Like, who's that pointing at? Use your other hand. We don't know.
If you're gonna put that up, point at the person with the other hand. At who is going to
for you?
You. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Mike, you got anything?
Nope.
No, that's cool. All right. Any last words from Joe?
Is he dying?
For this episode, dummy?
No real last words.
Okay.
I feel a little bit bad for Neil Blomkamp. He seems to lately not be able to get
shit going. So makes
with
me
the
so
aliens
mad.
Thing, and now he's no longer doing the director's gig for the new. Which would be your one of your things, which is
a direct sequel
to the first RoboCop movie. He's no longer doing it.
Only reason why, though, is because timing. They want to rush to it, and he's working on another project here he had lined up ahead of time. But they don't want to wait for him, which is fucking dumb. You've waited how long?
Right.
You can wait a little fucking longer.
Exactly.
Come on. But so he has to. He had to bow out of it.
Yeah, it sucks, but whatever.
But if they keep stumbling, they can't find anybody. He'll be back.
Right.
But, yeah, same thing happened when he's fucking with the whole aliens thing, too.
Yeah.
Because...
And that had the added benefit of, like, Ridley Scott was like, nah, I'm going to do the prequel stuff, too, you know.
Yeah. So then that the studio's like, well, fuck it. Like, well, we don't need anybody else to do it because we got him.
We won't do the sequel stuff. We can just do the prequel stuff.
Yeah. Dummies.
Yeah.
Anywho, comes that shit. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. And that's it for this week's episode, everybody. As usual, you fuckers just came natural. Ow.
God damn.
Hurry up.
Jesus Christ, Mike. Definitely motherfuckers over here.